listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 12th day of February, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. Let's take a quick look at the headlines here. There wasn't anything of any major significance when I looked earlier, and there still isn't. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Prepper tip of the day. The prepper tip of the day is to encourage all you men out there. You men want to be heroes for the women on your team, wife, daughters, other women that might be on your team. Do the following. Inventory, stock, cases full of feminine hygiene products and birth control products. These are two items that are frequently overlooked by preppers on one hand. On the other, I don't consider them optional, so that would be a good thing to do. Dave Hodges hit a home run with an article he wrote that I'm going to recommend that you read. I was just looking it over here. His website is The Common Sense Show. That's The Common Sense Show. And the title of the article, let's see, here it is. Well, sometimes I don't find things as quickly as I would like here. Okay, let's see if we can do this a little bit different here. Here we go. It's got a long title. Exposing the Democratic Party-inspired communist takeover of America, complete with FEMA camps and genocide. Unfortunately, Dave does not attach dates to his articles, so I can't tell you when it was published, other than that it is at his website. That is The Common Sense Show. He gives you can read this article in 10 minutes. It's an excellent summary of what we're up against. And I'll give you the title again. Exposing the Democratic Party inspired communist takeover of America, complete with FEMA camps and genocide. Very well done. We're going to have open lines this first hour. The second hour, we'll have my friend Leon Green with us. I'm going to talk a little bit about firearms and how some of you have thought about and considered possibly building your own firearms. There's a piece of equipment out there. It's a computer-controlled milling machine. I'll be offering this for sale here. That would allow you to build the receiver for a 1911 pistol or an AR-10 or AR-15. It's three different firearms. 1911, AR-15, AR-10. Now, a 1911 pistol, which is my favorite pistol, I own more pistols than most people would ever consider doing. Colt 1911 45 caliber pistol, adapted for the United States Army use in 1911. That's why it's called the 1911, and it's still in use by the special operations guys, the men, the professionals, what we call operators these days, who can carry any pistol that they like. The majority of them still carry 1911s. It's extremely dependable. It can be very accurate. It has more than enough power to do what it needs to do to stop a criminal. The 1911 pistol has 54 parts. 54. Only one of those parts is considered the firearm. So 53 of those parts can be bought and sold with no more regulation than bubblegum or a screwdriver or a pair of shoes. No regulations at all. Those 53 parts. That one part that is legally the firearm is the receiver. Receiver has a serial number, and everything else gets attached to the receiver to build a complete firearm with 54 parts. So you can buy the other 53 parts over the counter, through the mail, doesn't matter. No regulation, no muss, no fuss. That one part, the receiver, to purchase one that is ready to go, you're going to have to, unless you buy it from a private party, which is, of course, is possible. If you buy one from a dealer, a receiver, you'll be filling out the same paperwork that you fill out for buying a complete firearm. The federal paperwork to transfer a firearm, which I've done dozens of times, and I'm sure many of you have done a number of times as well. However, if you have one of these computer-controlled milling machines, you can build your own receiver. Now, this is not 3D printing. That's entirely different technology, which is great technology also, by the way. No, a computer-controlled milling machine, it's about the size of a small aquarium, attached to a laptop computer, and you put the block of metal in there, have it properly set up, and push the proper buttons, and walk away, go have lunch, come back later, go for a walk, come back later, and you have a complete 1911 receiver ready to build your own pistol with. Ready to go. How about that? Same thing with the AR-15. Same thing with the AR-10. You get it assembled, set it up, put the block of metal in there, program it, go visit somebody, come back a little bit later, and you have a complete AR-15 receiver or AR-10 receiver. Same thing applies to all firearms, by the way, all modern firearms. The receiver is legally the firearm. The rest of those parts, now there's been moves in Congress to change it, by the way, but for the time being, this is the law. The rest of those parts that go into an AR-15, the rest of those parts that go into an AR-10, there's no legal involvement with the federal government at all. the barrel, the bolt, the firing pins, the triggers, all the different springs and so forth. As I said with the 1911, they can be bought and sold just like bubble gum or a coffee cup or a pad of paper or a ballpoint pen. No legal involvement whatsoever by the government. Pretty neat. There's a big bonus. And I was talking to the representative from Ghost Gunner yesterday, and I said, you know, this technology scares the hell out of these anti-gun liberals. It just absolutely scares them to come to understand and know that my barefoot hillbilly neighbors can build their own pistols and rifles in the comfort of their home completely anonymously. I mean absolutely completely anonymously and legally, by the way. You're not violating any law, at least not at the moment. Now, once again, there's legislation in Congress that change it. But for the time being, it's completely legal. As long as we have a conservative in the White House and a Republican-controlled Senate, that's not going to change. It simply is not going to happen. I don't want to veer off too deeply into political matters, but I did see most of President Trump's rally last night in El Paso, Texas. Very well done. I was telling my wife, she was in another room, didn't see it. It was, much of it was State of the Union address on steroids and with a lot of cheering. A lot more than you had in the United States Capitol building there. Well done, President Trump. Wouldn't that be neat that you could build your own receivers for 1911 pistols, for AR-10s, for AR-15s? If that's something you'd like to do, then contact me, and we'll work together to make that happen so you can do that. My contact information, this is none of this listed at my website, by the way, but my contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's not for everybody. Far from it. But there are people that this will have great appeal for. Let's say I'm a father and I've got three sons, a brother, and a brother-in-law. So what are we up to there? Six adults, three adult sons, a brother and a brother-in-law, all of whom would like to have, and maybe a couple of the women in the mix. There's no reason why women wouldn't want to have a nice new 1911 either. So it doesn't take long to get up to six or eight or ten people in your family that would like to have a new 1911 pistol. Let's talk about cost savings. By the time you've built the fourth pistol, it's paid for itself. And everyone after that is basically you're getting not quite, but almost I wouldn't say a free handgun, but you're getting a handgun, a brand new 1911 pistol, far less than dealer wholesale, or even a good quality used 1911, far less money, absolutely far less money. Now, that's the way to look at this, is what can I do to help my family? Sitting out there, you might be in Texas, you might be in the state of Maine, Alaska, and as far as foreign countries, check with your local laws. I mean, seriously, most foreign countries have restrictions on what you can do in this regard, and you don't want to get sideways with the law. But here in the United States, it's not an issue in most of the 50 states right now. Now, if you're in California, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Illinois, you may want to check laws there also, because these things are always changing. But most of the 50 states, it's not an issue. So let's go back to your family. So mom and dad both won in 1911. They got three children, maybe two boys and a girl, that would like to have a 1911. A couple of brothers, brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws. And you don't have to have a terribly big family to get up to 8 or 10 people who would like to have a new 1911 pistol. Maybe put back several for youngsters who are not old enough yet to have ownership of a firearm, but they will. That 8-year-old boy, that 8-year-old girl in 10 years are going to be an adult. Wouldn't it be a nice birthday present for their 18th or 21st birthday to present them with a brand new 1911 pistol that you made yourself 10 years before? That'd be really neat. It'd be something special. They would, this kind of thing that they would keep their entire life. Oh, my dad made this for me. Oh, my grandpa made this for me. You think they're going to sell that or give it away? Hardly. Hardly. It's possible, obviously, but hardly. Now, the AR series, the AR-15 has become called the modern sporting rifle. I watched the genesis of this as a, you know, part of the gun culture. It began, I'm going to say 25 years ago. I started noticing the advertisements in the Shotgun News, which is now the Firearms News, how there was an incremental increase in parts and accessories for AR-15s. And it kept increasing incrementally over months and years. And I'm watching this and I'm thinking, boy, something's happening here. This AR-15 is really picking up in popularity. One of the big reasons is it was men and women figured out that the AR-15 is a modular platform that you can easily make dramatic changes in the entire firearm at your kitchen table with no gunsmithing expertise at all. None whatsoever. Because of its modular nature of this particular firearm, the AR-10 and AR-15, both, as far as that goes. So over these past quarter century, that's what's happened with the AR-15. It's become the most popular centerfire rifle in the history of this country. I would believe, as far as a particular, bolt actions and lever actions, I'm not sure. Which probably, there's probably more bolt action center fire rifles than any center fire, followed by the lever action. Of course, slide actions are pretty far back. They never were all that popular as far as the center fire rifle is concerned. So this is doable. With a computer controlled milling machine, you don't need to be a machinist. Minimal computer skills and manual dexterity to set this thing up. You don't need to be a machinist. You don't need to be an engineer. You need two things. You need a laptop computer and the desire to do it. Of course, the equipment itself, the computer-controlled milling machine, and the what's called starter sets and jig sets. The jig set is a one-time purchase, and then there's kits to build the particular firearms, AR-10s, AR-15s, and 1911s. It's something to think about. It's not for everybody. But if it's for you, something, and you want to talk to me about it in a little bit more detail, we can certainly do that. And you can contact me privately. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Going back to Dave Hodge's article, the title of it is Exposing the Democratic Party-Inspired Communist Takeover of America Complete with FEMA Camps and Genocide. He mentions Trevor Loudon. I'm a big fan of Trevor Loudon. I've been in touch with him. I'm supposed to take delivery of his DVD so I can review it and interview him on my show. I need to get back in touch with Trevor. He owes me that DVD, and he promised it, and I haven't got it yet. I can't intelligently discuss something I haven't seen, can I? Dave Hodges believes, and I agree with Dave, that there's a lot of parallels between Trevor Loudon's work and Dave Hodges' work, and I agree from my observation, what little bit I know of Trevor, and I know Dave pretty well. Dave and I have talked on the telephone dozens of times over the past 6 or 8 years when he started out in Republic Broadcasting, and now he's got his own show. Here's our first break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about investing in gold and silver and my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com. Protecting your portfolio by investing in gold and silver, you not only protect your hard-earned assets from any future financial crisis or economic collapse, you also have access to the actual gold and silver. You'll still be able to purchase everything you want and need should our currency lose its worth, because gold and silver never lose their value. We're talking privacy here. When you buy your gold and silver, it's private. When you sell your gold and silver, it's private. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the link for goldwealthfinancial.com and check out these people. They're great people. I work with them. I trust them. And you can also. Give them a call. Their telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of Cottonwood Town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm interviewing a gentleman later today to do marketing for me, a gentleman in Virginia. There's another woman I'm working with in Canada who I believe may start in a month or so. I got positions opening, still open, of our Marketing John Moore to speakers bureaus in Europe and the United States. These are paid part-time positions. If you want details, contact me. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Okay. I talk about a lot of things on the John Moore Show. Preparedness, violent earth changes, safe havens, hobby farm, health-related matters, firearms, Second Amendment, and so forth. This topic, however, that I talk with Jeff Nyquist once a week, the second hour every Wednesday, the International Commerce Conspiracy, it is no small thing, and it is very real. It's in our face. The communists are very clever. You need to give credit where credit is due. They're very diligent. This is something that they've been working on since 1917, 102 years. And Donald Trump upset the apple cart. The apple cart was Hillary Clinton becoming president and finishing what Barack Obama and his predecessors began, both George Bush's and Bill Clinton. We have a reprieve. It's going to go on for probably six more years. If things continue as they are, and we have free and fair elections in 2 years, it's not quite two years anymore, less than 2 years, Donald Trump will be the president for four more years. We can't take this for granted, though. Do not take this for granted. Absolutely not. It's not a done deal. Not at all. So, there's not many people. The percentage of people that are politically active in this country is maybe 0.1%. It's a tiny, tiny percentage. It's work. It takes up time, a little bit of money. It's something most people don't want anything to do with, and I can't blame them. People got their lives, their families, their careers, and so forth. On one hand, on the other, I don't believe it's optional. After you finish reading Dave Hodges' article here, and I've read, I can't tell you how many thousands of pages and interviewed men to reach the same conclusions that Dave does an excellent Reader's Digest summary of the true nature of the threat facing us. He really does. And Dave, I want to publicly thank you for your work. Great work. And this article is excellent. My friend Paul Martin up there in the Metro Denver area, he said when he posted it on his website, Paul's website is revolutionradio.org, by the way, revolutionradio.org. Paul is an Oklahoma cowboy, former Marine, does great work himself. Give credit where credit is due. And Dave, you've done an excellent job and continue to do an excellent job, and thank you, sir. Seriously, read Dave's article. His website is thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.com. His radio show is every Sunday evening. He typically writes an article several times a week, does a lot of audio files that sometimes are only 15 minutes, sometimes longer. And he has archives with his previous shows. A great guy doing great work. Right? And this article, once again, the title is Exposing the Democratic Party-Inspired Communist Takeover of America, Complete with FEMA Camps and Genocide. Seemingly disparate, unrelated matters will come together and gel up when you read this article. Things that seem to make no sense and have no connection will make sense and have connection when you read Dave's article. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 12th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We've been working diligently on my website at thelibertyman.com. Actually, Tim Spencer, my webmaster, he's the guy doing the work. I just work with him and tell him what needs to be done, and then he implements it. Great guy, very diligent in his work. And you'll see a number of things there that will help you understand our world, the world we live in, what's going on right now, what's coming at us. For example, in the second row of boxes there on my website, where have all the bugs gone? Don't talk about this a whole lot, but it is incredibly important. The topic of flying insects, and the fact, and it is a fact, easily provable, that the world that supports us, the world we exist in, cannot exist without flying insects. It can't, and it won't. It's a big matter. You need to educate yourself on that. Also, of course, on my website, you'll find energy clinics for sale. For regular life, like we have right now on the 12th day of February, you need health and energy. If things were to go south and we have a crisis, having strength and energy to perform will be a matter of life and death for yourself and the people you care about. So the time to improve health and stamina and become pain-free and all those things is right now. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. It's not the silver bullet. I wouldn't pretend to say that. No, not at all. It's part of an overall healthy lifestyle. The men and women I work with, such as Leon Green, who'll be on here with us in about 24 minutes, they incorporate the energy cleaner along with proper diet, reasonable amount of exercise, drinking pure, clean water, a positive mental attitude. All those things come together to have an end product of a healthy, vibrant, energetic, productive person. Isn't that what we all want to be? Well, get yourself an energy cleaner. Incorporate it in what you're doing. The energy cleaner is $285. Should be included. American zip codes. The mattress pads. I'm shipping out a pad this morning to one of our listeners. They do vary in price depending on what you want. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king. The handy travel size. You can place your order right there at my website. You can read up on it there. You can read the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials, and then go ahead and place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal's neat. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. I like it. I use it all the time. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day also. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I had an interesting conversation with one of my listeners up in the Upper Peninsula, Crystal, yesterday evening, early evening. She and her husband and children, they live up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Now, those people know what winter is. What we call winter here in South Central Missouri, they make fun of up there. I mean, serious, serious winter. And the topic was safe havens and rising ocean levels. She's done her homework. She knows the risk involved. She's looked at the Navy map, and there's lots of maps out there. If you go onto the internet and do a search, you'll find about 20 or 22 maps, mostly done by psychics, by the way, of what North America will look like following these violent earth changes. That's not my source. My source is debriefing men. My source for the map that I post on my website, the Navy map, debriefing men who personally saw and observed the classified Navy map of North America. So that's where my map comes from. That's the source of it, is the United States Navy scientists. People almost always focus solely on sea level. Now, another person, I think I'll be talking to this person later today, they're back east, and they want to inquire about the Adirondacks. It's a mountain range about 100 miles from, maybe slightly more than 100 miles from New York City, not far from Boston and New York and all that mess of 20-plus million people up there. And my response, my initial response is the Adirondacks would be wonderful if not for the threat of 20, 25 million potential refugees not that far away. Now, granted, there's not going to be 20 or 25 million people coming your way towards those mountains, but there could be hundreds of thousands easily that'll have motor vehicles and a tank full of gas. So elevation above sea level is only part of the equation. Population density, climate, the distance to major population centers, water. People say, well, how about Colorado? Well, unless you have the resources of the federal government, most of Colorado is not a good place to be. Most of Colorado is what's called high desert, where water is in very short supply. With a short growing season at the higher elevations, obviously. Pretty harsh winter at the higher elevations, obviously. And, of course, the fact that it is a fact that the New World Order has moved in and taken over Denver and Colorado Springs and adjacent areas. So you'd be right in the middle of the belly of the beast if you're pretty close to those areas, Fort Carson and Denver and Colorado Springs, where the Air Force Academy is. The Air Force, by the way, is all laid up with the New World Order and New Age beliefs and all the rest of that mess. I'm sorry to hear that, but that's in fact what's going on at the Air Force Academy and the Air Force in general. So there's a lot to this. If you want to have a safe haven for yourself, for your family members, you really don't want to be east of the Mississippi River. Really, sincerely, you don't. Now, there could be exceptions. If you've got grandparents and great-grandparents in the local cemetery in a remote area of the Appalachian Mountains, and you're known and accepted by that community, and quite frankly, there's some very remote parts of the Appalachians. I mean, incredibly remote. There's a dialect of English spoken in those remote areas that hasn't been spoken anywhere on the planet for more than 200 years. But that would be an exception. In general, East Mississippi, the biggest issue is population density. Once you're west of Mississippi, population density drops off dramatically. And the population density of the Arkansas-Missouri-Ozarks is quite low. Now, my community of Davisville, Missouri is about 100 square miles. Now, Washington, D.C. is only 10 square miles, by the way. The 100 square miles that comprises Davisville, Missouri, we may have, there may be 800 to 1,000 people there, maybe. I have not seen a census. And that may be optimistic. It may be far less than that. I don't know, quite frankly. But it's a pretty low population density. Many of these people related by blood and marriage, by the way. And I'm one of them. I moved out there from St. Louis 18 years ago. A year or two later, after I move out there, I meet a man who turned out to be my cousin. And we'd never met before. I knew his mom and dad. He knew my mom. He knew my grandmother, but the two of us had never met before. So, small world. Small world. The United States Navy designated the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as a safe haven for the following reasons. First of all, elevation. Elevation runs from 700 to 1,200, 1,500 feet. Distance from major bodies of water. We've got the Mississippi River east of us. That's not an issue. Gulf of Mexico, hundreds of miles south. Lake Michigan, hundreds of miles north. A relatively short, relatively mild winter. A long growing season. More water than we know what to deal with. There's more bridges in the Missouri part of the Ozarks than there is in any state in the entire country. There's so many creeks and rivers. The native population, they know that hunting and fishing is God's gift to mankind. They know that. Don't try to tell them otherwise. In the steer season, many businesses shut down, family-owned businesses, because they, well, it's deer season. Why would you go to work? It's deer season. Very self-sufficient. Not everybody has a garden, but there's a higher percentage of people with gardens. I'd say maybe approaching 40 to 50% have some kind of garden, at least tomatoes, if nothing else. It's part of the culture in the Ozarks to have some kind of garden and gardening skills. In my neighborhood, the primary economic activity is timber and cattle. Timber and cattle. We have one of the bigger employers in our area is Dole Run Mining Company. They mine lead in the area. And, of course, we have ancillary careers. People have that live in our area. They may commute to a factory a 40-minute drive away or to some other type of employment. Davidson, Missouri doesn't have any jobs except people who own a cattle ranch or cut timber. And, of course, there's all the things that people do. There's teachers and lawyers and doctors and carpenters and mechanics and plumbers and electricians that live and work in our area. Of course there is. So the United States Navy designated the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks as a safe haven for those reasons. Now people become aware of the New Madrid seismic zone. Now that's an issue. But it's not a major issue. There's a ridge of granite west of the New Madrid seismic zone, it acts as a shock absorber, according to the geologists. And I've known this for decades, that the energy didn't go west. I didn't know why until I attended a meeting and found out. That ridge of granite acts as a shock absorber, absorbing approximately half the energy of any earthquakes of the New Madrid seismic zone. So a 9-point quake on New Madrid seismic zone would be a 4.5 on my side of the ridge of granite that runs north-south. That's a good thing. 4.5 will shake you up, but it won't kill you. 9-point earthquake, there's very few human-built structures that will survive a 9-point earthquake, almost none. It's incredibly dangerous. Now, the United States Navy, not John Moore, the United States Navy says the following. The Mississippi River will become an inland sea, 100, 200 miles wide, a couple hundred feet deep. The weight of the water will trigger at least 3 9-point-plus earthquakes. That's strong enough to cause damage on the East Coast. That's how strong a 9-point earthquake is. The kind of rock we got in this part of the country transmits that energy very efficiently. That's what the geologists say. Some of these briefings, the men were told that even the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks could become a series of islands. Now, how can that happen? Well, it's real easy. Many of these bridges I mentioned are little more than a concrete slab with a couple of big pieces of pipe under them to let the water through. If that water comes up 3 feet, well, you're not going to drive through it with any normal vehicle. A deuce and a half may do it. So that's how the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks could become a series of islands. Now, we do have these waters come up frequently with springtime floods, and we have workarounds. People may have to drive a 10 or 15-mile detour to do a workaround, but there's workarounds that we are familiar with and we make use of if and when the need arises, and we'll deal with it. The county sheriff in my county is already implemented protocols to deal with the county being split into north-south at the Merrimack River. The first responders, they're very aware of these issues, and they have put in place plans to deal with them. And those plans continue to be refined and worked on and modified as the days, weeks, and years move forward. The first responders are not just doing their day-to-day work of responding to police emergencies, fire emergencies, and medical emergencies. No, they do have and make plans for these other types of events. And they're very good at it. I've been working with these men my entire adult life, mostly police, but also other first responders. and they're good men, they're well trained, and they want to see their community safe because this is where they live. The people they care about and the people they live in these communities too. Everybody they went to high school with lives in these communities. Of course they're going to do everything they can to keep their community safe. It's not just a job. It's a very serious responsibility that they take very seriously. And they make sure that they got the training, the supplies, and the equipment to take care of whatever comes at us. It was quite a culture shock for me to move from the city to Daysville, Missouri, but it was a good culture shock. Good in so many ways. It has been good in so many ways. Here's our last break this hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And one for your dreams.
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th of February. A safe haven, a hobby farm. It may sound like the impossible dream. It's only impossible if you choose it to be so. I'm not saying it would be easy. I'm not saying it would be inexpensive. I am saying it's a worthwhile goal. And if you focus on it, you'll have achieve what is a safe haven for you and your family. It's going to be different things for different people. It will be. And I would not pretend to tell you it would be easy or stretch your ability to the maximum. That doesn't change the need for it. And one thing you don't want is to become a refugee. You really, really don't want to become a refugee. That would not be good. A plan to throw supplies in the vehicle with the family and head for the national forest, that's a plan for disaster. You'll last about a month before you're ready to turn yourself into a FEMA camp. That's what would happen. That's no plan at all. You need a viable plan. The woman I was talking to in the Upper Peninsula yesterday, and we came up with what we both agree is a viable plan for her, her husband, and her children. That's what needs to happen. How much time do we have? That's always a big question. I reached a conclusion several years ago that people searching for a date are the ones who are not prepared. They're not living a day-to-day life of preparedness. They're the ones who are seeking a date. Submarine veterans, they retire early to mid-40s. They buy their 5 or 8 or 10 or 20 acres of a little piece of heaven in the Ozarks, start their hobby farm, start a new career, and life is grand. They don't worry about a date. A date has no relevance at all. So make it a goal if you choose to. The desire has to be there before anything else happens. And once you make it a goal, then things will start falling into place once you achieve the clarity and the focus. If you need help achieving clarity and focus, get a copy of the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Available at Amazon. You can get brand new copies for $3 or $4 delivered to your door if you're a Prime member. Your local library may have it. We have a top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll have Leon Green with us, and we'll talk about all kinds of things, including doTERRA essential oils. Here's that top of the hour break. We'll be right there, right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.